you very much, Jim, for all the hard work that you put in on behalf of working people in this province. We really do appreciate it. Let me say that our next speaker is a role model for many of our fellow teachers in this province. As the president of the British Columbia Teachers Federation, Jillian has been eloquent in advocating for the right of teachers to bargain for their working and learning conditions. She believes in a public education system that meets the needs of all of our children. Sister Jenny Sims will tell you that she is a teacher first and the president of the British Columbia Teachers Federation second. But she has been working 24/7 to ensure that teachers get an opportunity to sit down with the decision makers in this dispute and participate in a real bargaining process to get a negotiated collective agreement. Please welcome Sister Jenny Sims.
Proud to be a teacher in British Columbia. And I'm so proud of each and every teacher around this province. I want to thank our brothers and sisters in the labor movement. I want to thank the parents. I want to thank our students. I want to thank our communities, our seniors, our retired teachers. I want to thank everyone who cares about public education and who has come out today to demonstrate to the Liberal government that British Columbians are not going to stand by while teachers have their rights stripped and while our students lose their learning conditions. You know, as teachers around this province, we voted to take action with our eyes wide open. We voted to take a strike vote for a very limited kind of job action. And then the actions of this government in introducing unjust laws yet again took us to another vote. And 90.5% of those who voted said, this is an unjust law and we are taking a stand. You know, friends, it was the right thing to do. I came across a quote today made by the president for the Charter of Public Education Network. And it's a very simple quote. As for teachers breaking the law, there is a big difference between breaking the law and having a law created to break you. And we... teachers of this province are not going to be broken. This government wants to break us up. They want to divide us. They've taken away our students' learning conditions. And you know something? Now they're trying to take away, well, the bill did it, the last vestige of our bargaining rights as working people and as professionals. And we are not going to stand for that. We are working people. We go to work, we do our job, and we get a salary. And like other working people, we have the right to negotiate improvements in our students' learning conditions, which happen to be our working conditions. And we will never apologize in asking to negotiate a fair salary settlement. As I was growing up, I learned some lessons very early. And one of those was that working people, when they act collectively, they have a right to bargain, a very basic right to bargain. It is a right that our predecessors have fought for a long, long time. A right that's been established for decades. A right that this government mistakenly thought they could take away from the teachers. They cannot. You know, over the last few years, when this government have brought in unjust legislation, we have taken them to the courts. When we win in the courts, they just pass another bad legislation. When we take them to the international courts, United Nations, they ignore those rulings. They make new rules up for bargaining. And being teachers, we try to play with those rules. And you know something? While we're trying to negotiate with the rules they made, they change those rules at the last minute without telling us. They have tried to silence our voices by taking us to the courts to stop us from talking to parents. We will not be silenced. Teachers in this province, and boy, you look good. Teachers are standing up for our students, for our profession, for our rights as working people in this province, and for public education. We know that the government sees us as a block to the kind of privatization we have seen in other sectors. We know their game. You know something? Teachers are united, they are resolved, they are determined, and they are strong. And the reason that is because we are not alone. When I look into the eyes of my granddaughter, who is in grade four this year, I want to be able to face her and say, we did everything we could to defend your education. And that's why we're taking this stand. And do you know something? We have thousands of supporters standing with us, parents. And you know, I want to apologize to the parents. And I do this with all sincerity. I apologize to you for the inconvenience that this causes you. And teachers feel that very, very deeply. And I want to say to our students, we are taking this stand because we care about your education. That over the last year, we have seen this government's education policies lead to a loss of 1.6 million school days because there are students in this province who only go to school 4 days a week because of the lack of funding. We have students sitting in classes with 37 students and 12 special needs. We have students. We have lost many of our teacher librarians. We have fewer teacher counselors. And we have fewer learning assistance teachers. And you know something? Parents who visit our classrooms, grandparents who come to drop off their children in our schools, they know the reality we live. You know, community members understand the importance of public education. School boards are passing motions, very brave motions, asking this government to repeal the legislation and sit down with the teachers and find solutions. And those school boards that are passing those motions, they are our employer, and this government needs to pay attention. Teachers across Canada stand with us. If not physically, virtually, they are here with us, side by side in solidarity. In the United States and other countries right around this globe, they are sending us messages of solidarity. And in Mexico, they're demonstrating in our embassies to say their actions are wrong, wrong, wrong. It's very easy for politicians to do the talk, and when it comes to the walk, they're a little bit reluctant. We had this government, while they were running to form government, make commitments that they cared about our kids. Do you know something? If they cared about our kids, they would be at a table with the teachers looking for solutions. They would not have recalled the legislature. They would not have pushed through the legislature legislation that takes away rights from the very people who teach our children about citizenship and rights and what it is to be a contributing citizen in our Canada. Well, Mr. Campbell, we know you're out of the province. I believe you have abdicated your responsibility to the students in this province and to the teachers in this province and to all the support workers who are out there to support the teachers. You have abdicated your responsibility. And we, the teachers of this province, invite you to a table without any preconditions. And we say, we want to come to this table to ensure guarantees of learning conditions for our students. We want to address our bargaining rights, and we want a negotiated settlement. And Mr. Campbell, we are available 24/7. I can assure you, and I hope everyone is listening, I can assure you that we will not abandon our students. We will not abandon our rights or our public education system. Together, we will prevail. Thank you for your courage. I'm proud to be a teacher. Heroes in our lives. Every one of you, you are my heroes. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you, Jenny. We truly, truly admire your strength and your courage. And you know, Jenny, you're not just an inspiration to teachers in this province. Jenny Sims is an inspiration to workers right across this country. Yeah.